Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Again, everybody, stay safe and stay informed. Be educated with what's going on. We've got a great doubleheader today. Jonathan Jones is a senior NFL reporter for CBS Sports. He's an insider. He's a former writer covering the Carolina Panthers. He's written for Sports Illustrated. He's a proud Tar Heel. He'll be joining me. And then returning from across the pond in England, Gordon McClelland. He's the CEO of Working with Parents in Sports, a multifaceted youth sports group, and he is a team member of our referral and reference experts for Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors Inn. Then we'll get some emails. First, let's welcome Jonathan Jones, CBS senior NFL writer. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
I am very happy to be on. Thank you for having me.
Great. Give us a little bit of background on you and how you CBS and your writing career.
Yes. So have always been a writer. It's the only thing I know how to do. And so I started in North Carolina in high school, continued that at the University of North Carolina at the Daily Tar Heel. Came out of there and covered the Carolina Panthers for about five seasons for the Charlotte Observer, and then made the jump to Sports Illustrated, where I covered the entire league for three-plus seasons there, remaining in Charlotte. And since November, I have been with CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, and our streaming service, CBS Sports HQ, where you can find me just about every day online talking about the latest NFL news.
And there sure is a lot of news that's coming up with what's been going on in the world. How do you see, Jonathan, the professional football returning? There's got to be tremendous activity going on with all the major sports. It sounds like, you know, the NFL has got a good chance of giving it a try, maybe no fans. What's going on?
Yeah, so as we all understand that this changes day to day, right? And it's difficult to forecast what we as
Good luck to you.
That's right. It's difficult to forecast what we as a nation are going to be looking at come September 10th for that Thursday night kickoff game in the NFL's 100th and first season. But as things are moving and we're seeing leagues across sports, both here and abroad, they're starting to move forward with things. The NFL is feeling good about where things stand. Now, NFL is also in a good position relative to other leagues in that they did not have to interrupt their season like the NBA, for example.
Right, you've got time.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You've got tincture of time. What's been interesting, and we've talked about it a lot on the Sports Doctor, Jonathan, has been everything about the athletes going crazy, trying to stay in shape, the tremendous pressure to be able to come back. There's a lot of concern about injuries because of all of this rushing and pushing. We've also talked a lot about the mental game on the Sports Doctor, and this is another big factor, which has been what a lot of these players, let alone the fans, the coaches, absolutely, but the players have been going through with this not knowing what's going to happen and that whole mental side of things. So I bet the ability of the players to be in shape and to stay away from injuries got to be a huge concern, doesn't it?
It absolutely is going to be, and it's going to be interesting once we get to training camp, hopefully if that happens there at the end of July going into August, how these guys are going to be conditioned. And I think everyone who's listening understands the difference between being in shape and being in football shape. And so what football coaches everywhere are going to be worried about are the soft tissue injuries more than anything. There's probably going to be more hamstring tears this training camp coming up than ever before. And so it'll be interesting to see how they manage health in these training camps, especially, you know, you can't do two-a-days anymore. So how are you going to fit in the sort of practice time that you need to be?
Well, over one of the big concerns, one of the big concerns for decades, I've been talking on the Sports Doctor with some of the top experts in every aspect of sports medicine. We call it the terrible twos. Either you're doing too much, you're too aggressive, you're progressing too aggressively is always one of the biggest challenges. And trying to do the two things everybody cares about. One, can I prevent injuries and problems? And number two, can I be a step or two quicker, jump a little higher? And that's when I say to Sports Doctor, strengthen those feet and ankles, man. Absolutely. Take a look at orthotics in your shoes. You know, Jonathan, you also wrote a interesting article for Sports Illustrated that is really near and dear to the heart of what we talk about on the Sports Doctor with sports parents, with the pressure on players, both physically and mentally. You know, we all know about the overzealous parents on the sidelines, the overdoing it in so many ways. But you wrote that great article for Sports Illustrated, I think it was in October 2019, Let's Pump the Brakes on the Arch Manning Hype. And I want to ask you about that when we come back. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of articles. What's the best shoe for my son or daughter? What's going on in the world of concussions? So many different areas. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn, but we have over 30,000 followers on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. Great sports medicine information, health and wellness. We're talking with Jonathan Jones, senior NFL insider, as well as writer, CBS Sports, writing with the for the NFL and the whole league. And I asked you about that article with young Arch Manning, the, I think, freshman or sophomore in high school. Of course, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning's nephew, well as Archie Manning's grandson, and the kind of pressure he could be under because they're already hyping him. What interested you in that article, Jonathan?
Yeah, I remember the Indianapolis Star got Archie Manning on the phone and probably talked to him about any number of things, but one of the headlines that came out of it was about, obviously, his grandson, Arch, and he said, you know what, at this point in his career, and he was a freshman in high school, if you could even call that a career, he said that at this point, he's probably a little bit better than Peyton and Eli. And I just, but then later on in the article, he said, listen, we're not letting Arch do media. We want him to be a teenager. We're not putting any expectations or pressure on him. Well, you know, Archie, with all due respect, that's putting pressure and expectations on him. He's further along than Peyton and Eli Manning at this point.
Now, you got to respect that opinion, number one. This kid might be awfully special, but absolutely. You know, all those years ago, there was LeBron James on the front cover of Sports Illustrated. He was in, like, 10th grade. So these kinds of pressures, you know, the reason I co-authored the book, Jonathan, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, with a capital E, of overuse youth sports injuries. Whether it's throwing too many pitches, whether it's doing too many triple jumps in figure skating, all of this overkill in so many ways. Little League World Series is on ESPN for 2 weeks. You know, it's a lot of tremendous pressure. And one of the consequences, again, is not only the physical pressure with injuries and overuse in so many areas as a sports podiatrist. I see so much of it, foot and ankles. Half the knee problems I see are foot-related with these pressures. But the mental side, the hype, the pressure on these kids, even well-meaning. And I remember the reason your article really hit me was I remember reading about what they were talking about with this kid, which was, hey, I heard you're better than the two Hall of Famers, your uncle. Good luck to you, right? And you mentioned LeBron in that article, didn't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think another thing that when you talk about the mental aspect of it, obviously the advent of social media and how things continue to grow and grow. And, you know, when I was coming up in this industry, I think everyone was kind of calling recruits and saying, hey, what's your top 10? What's your top 15? Tell me how that visit to that college went. And now we're starting to see that that's even really taken on an even greater life of its own, where these guys are getting into the limelight at a very early age, in early teen years. And you know what? There can be some pros to that. Certainly, as they get older, they may not make media blunders in their college career. That's right.
You know, it's not for everybody, Jonathan. But if your young son or daughter is a talented, I mean, my poster boy, who grew up in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek was 10 years old. That's one of my real specialties, is the world of figure skating. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates, and 12 years later, he was the gold medalist. He was the best in the world. And I remember asking his mom after the Olympics in 2010, I had her on the radio, I said, Tanya, how did you know whose goal it was? You know, it's such a, you know, overbearing parents and all of these kinds of things, crazy coaches. She said, you know, Dr. Bob, we had to be on the ice. Evan had to be on the ice at 6:15 in the morning. I never had to wake him up. You know, there he was in the car with his gloves on, ready to go. So it is not for everybody, but there's a tremendous amount of pro. You know, one of the biggest contests is specialization. And, you know, we recommend all growing kids play multiple sports. Absolutely. Unless, I have a chapter in the book called The Prodigy Sports, if your son or daughter is a gymnast or a figure skater or even tennis or soccer, and this is what they want to do, it becomes a tough challenge. And, of course, by the time they make it in your world, the one out of millions that make that particular kind of level, I mean, that's got to be a exciting world to be a part of, Jonathan. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, it is. And so when you make it to this level that, you know, I'm fortunate to be at, it certainly helps to have all the experience and really get all the mistakes out. And I mentioned social media earlier, and something that I sort of always shake my head at is when I see these college coaches who tell their student athletes that they can't be on social media during the season, that they only have to focus on that football season or that basketball season. And it's very much a teach a man to fish kind of thing. And so, yeah, it's great dealing with competent people who have dealt with these sorts of media dealings before. And I'm very fortunate here at CBS.
Oh, yes. Only now do we see the crazy world of shoe contracts. That whole, you know, the tremendous excitement here in Chicago as they had the great series, The Last Dance, all about the Bulls and Michael Jordan. It was an incredible, I'm sure you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Another side of that whole kind of story, how special he was, how isolated. You know, there he was lying on the couch saying, you be like Mike. I just want to walk down the street, you know.
Right, right.
Without everybody. And this is one of the big things we talk about a lot also, Jonathan, on the Sports Doctor in the last couple. You know, the challenge of pain pills is a nightmare that we're all very, very familiar with. It starts early, many instances, where we see the pressure is on. And, you know, this young girl's playing tennis and she needs one Advil twice a day because her knees hurt or her back hurts or her feet hurt. Very, very, very common challenge in youth sports. And, of course, when we get to the level in the NFL, I have actually, Jonathan, renamed at those levels performance-enhancing drugs. You know what I've renamed them?
What's that?
Performance-surviving drugs.
Mm.
There are cheaters. There's always been cheaters. But 80% of this stuff is because you got to play hurt. Doc, don't you understand? I got the championship. This kind of pressure is very, very difficult. It's all these athletes, right? You see it twice as quick, twice as strong, twice as fast. We'll leave the world of concussions to another show when we talk about those kinds of challenges and what we know today And that whole, I call it the great dilemma, which is, you know, what are we going to do with tackle football as we go in the future, knowing what we know? It's really a, yet it's the most popular sport in the country. Can't wait for it to come back, Bears fans.
We certainly will see. And I'll tell you, I think, I think with this coronavirus, with the tests that are going to be involved, we may be facing, when you mentioned players who play through it, we may be facing something where if a player is facing some sort of illness, at least this season, I do wonder if we're going to be seeing a flu game like Michael Jordan may have purported to have.
You might. This is going to be a gigantic challenge with this virus being so contagious. How you could slam into each other and breathe on each other is going to be a tremendous. Everybody's wishing everybody well. We're just, please, we want our sports back to 100%. But this is going to be a tremendous challenge. The program by Major League Baseball was unbelievable. It was so detailed. And I'm sure the NFL is the same. What do you, you know, with the testing and this different kind of tracing and, you know, with lodging and all of these kinds of things, it's going to be an unbelievable challenge. But I think, you know, without fans, it's going to be crazy if that's how it starts out. And I can't see the capability of having fans maybe till next year. I think that's the, whether we like it or not, it's probably the reality.
Yeah, I think so. I think that we have the opportunity, at least in some states, to have some fans in a 70,000-seat stadium. I'm not going to be surprised to see 10,000 fans in a 70,000-seat stadium at some point this season, but when you hear certain folks, especially the NFL, saying our plan is still to have full stadiums and a full schedule being played, it's just not realistic.
Yeah. No, this is nuts. You know, give us quickly the website again. People can find out about you and your work, Jonathan.
Sure, yeah. It's CBSSportsHQ.com. That's our 24/7 streaming service. And then, of course, you can find all of our work, mine and my fantastic colleagues, at CBSSports.com.
All right. Okay. Jonathan Jones, thanks so much. Hold on, please. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're going over to England across the pond. We've got Gordon McClellan is returning. He is the CEO of Working with Parents in Sports, the multifaceted youth sports group. And he is a member of our team of experts for referral and reference with Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors in. Gordon, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Delighted to be here.
You got that. I got the New York accent, and you got the one from England. We're a good match. Gordon.
Absolutely.
Yes. Give us some background on you and working with parents in sports.
Yeah, so I've got a background in coaching and teaching and education, and I'm currently a sports parent of two youngest children who are 10 and 8, one who's in a sort of premiership football academy here and a daughter who's in a tennis program. And working with parents in sport came about through my early experiences of being a sports parent and how I felt that parents needed an awful lot more support in navigating the youth sporting journey. But I also recognised that it was a major piece that was missing from coach education, that, you know, where was the bit on what coaches are taught to do in how to bring parents on board so that we can support children in the best way that we possibly can. So that's what we're doing, and that's our work. And we work with 10 national governing bodies around the world trying to spread that message.
Yes, a couple of things. Message from the sports doctor for your young children. Strengthen those feet and ankles big time. Pay serious attention to orthotics. That's my secret for you, my friend, over in England with your own children. You know, the various organizations, as you know, I've had so many of them as guests on the radio, iSport 360 with our friend Ian Goldberg, the National Alliance of Youth Sports with our friends John Ainge and Greg Cabot, and the attention to coaching, the tremendous attention to the kids, the sport, all of these things. And then I got your perspective, which was a very interesting one, and interestingly enough by itself, which was missing, which was, hey, what about the parents? Even though we've all known and talked about the overzealous, the loudmouth parents, what a problem that side of it is. And that's why I always liked Ian Goldberg's perception of let's get the coaches and the parents' communication increasing. I found that was a tremendous part of the attention, again, that you were playing, which was the role of parents. And I think and the positive side of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we failed badly, haven't we, with the negative side, and the way we've gone about trying to support parents has clearly failed, because we wouldn't be having the discussions that we're still currently having. And we've got to look at the fact that we need, I look at it like a three-legged stool, Bob, that we need the child, the parent and the coach, and all of those need to be really solid and working together, you know, and if we remove one of those legs, well, that stool suddenly becomes very unstable. And ultimately for me, that it's the child that suffers because of that. But I think coaches and parents have both got a role to play in evolving and how they go about that relationship. I don't think it's parents to blame. Likewise, I don't think it's always coaches to blame. But I think both, it's time for both to reflect and see if we can work better
especially,
together.
Especially, Gordon, when the reality is that youth sports is a $20 billion a year, give or take a few bucks, business. And one of the reasons, the big reason that I co-authored hashtag Hey Sports Parents was the epidemic in capital letters of overuse injuries in our youth sports, both mentally and physically. And again, the tremendously important role that parents play in being educated and understand that we're talking a lot more physical pressure on these kids, depending on their level, at younger and younger ages. And we're also talking about the tendency of even the physical pressure that might be on this boy or girl, and parents being educated about how much is too much. This is the reality that we're dealing with. Youth sports becomes a bigger business with traveling teams, special camps, all sorts of organizations. A lot of great things about that. But again, like I mentioned, a lot of overuse injuries because of being too aggressive and too much and too soon. And then the mental side of these kinds of pressures. So, and I know you guys, and that's, again, it's part of all three legs on that stool you were talking about. Right, Gordon?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's the website, Gordon, people could find out about working with Parents in Sport?
Yeah, so it's www.parentsinsport.co.uk.
Okay, I'm going to have you give that again. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Before that, I think we had reels-to-reels, you know, we were using. And you could see who was on, what were the topics. You could listen to whatever you would like in an endless array, whether it's nutrition, wellness, high performance, the mental game, et cetera, et cetera. If you go over to newspaper articles, magazines, you could read the numerous articles we've written and been part of for one of my sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, and they're very new, exciting. And I sent that information, as a matter of fact, to you guys, MVP Parent Magazine, another great vehicle with this challenge of youth sports. We're talking with Gordon McClelland. He's the CEO of Working with Parents in Sports. And that whole tremendous puzzle, and again, you as a sports parent, you know, the more talented your 10, 12-year-old young tennis player or young football or rugby player is, many times the more challenging it comes with some of these different aspects, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think organizations and coaches have got to be really careful that they don't, you know, prey on the sort of naivety perhaps of parents and that pressure that we put on them. Because, you know, if we've got a coaching and sports science background like I have, we know that the best 10-year-olds don't make the best 18-year-olds. And we know that there's absolutely no value in being the number one ranked tennis player at the age of 8. And it counts for nothing. And we know that just because you're not in the best team at the age of 11 or the best travel team doesn't mean that you can't be a success at a later date. And I think we've got to change that whole environment and thought process and give people the correct information to make really sound judgments about their own family and their child's sporting journey.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. Hey, everybody, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a positive experience for the kids, their parents, the coaches, etc. And as plain as that sounds, that still, after all these years, is so much in the middle of these kinds of challenges. By the way, Gordon wrote his pamphlet, Great Sports Parenting, A Pocketbook Guide, Helping You Support Your Child. And again, that is a great title, supporting your son or daughter and paying attention. Now, you also pay a lot of attention to the communication between parents and coaches also, don't you, Gordon?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really vital. You know, we're not in a day and age now where parents go one direction and coaches keep them at arm's length. And there's certainly been a huge change in the UK. You know, our work in coach education, we're working with lots of the major sports over here, and they're including that work now as part of coaching qualifications and coaching awards, because we need to understand that really good communication, proactive communication, things done on our terms as coaches is absolutely vital, because parents are handing over their most valuable person to us, into our control, and to keep them at arm's length can't be right, because they can give us so much valuable insight into their child, and actually they can be really useful in enforcing positive messages that we want at home, that we want as coaches from them at home. But they need to know what those messages are. They need to know what they're trying to positively reinforce, so that we're all working more effectively together.
What are the age groups that you are involved with in the working with parents world?
Yeah, well, we're very fortunate, Bob. You know, we work with grassroots children, you know, so it would be rec for you, you know, from the age of sort of 8 and up to maybe 11 and 12. And then we also have a teenage great sports parenting piece, which covers different topics. And then we're really fortunate that we end up in some of our performance programs with our elite, you know, sports people and their parents. So, you know, 15, 16 year olds as well. So we cover the whole age range. And obviously there's little subtle differences at different stages of that sporting journey and different priorities.
Yes. And I think, again, the medical world, the nutrition world, the mental world are all very much involved when we're talking the challenge of youth sports. Our friend, you just were interviewed by him, with him, our friend Joel Franco, the producer, the creator of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, again, covering all of these kinds of, still the big elephant in the room is overkill in so many ways, both mentally and physically, and having the ability to work with even very talented young boys or girls, and to pay attention to safety, and to try to, again, keep things in perspective. Of course, the parents are a huge part of that. You know, there's not a season that goes by, Gordon, in the United States, probably, I'm sure, or maybe in UK, where there aren't incidences of the screaming parents and the fighting and the hassling and the challenges of some of the different officials and the umpires. So organizations like yours can't pay much more attention or even do more when it comes to educating parents. And, you know, the medical community and the coaching community, I'm sure you've had great cooperation with the pediatric community, I would think, with taking care of and paying attention to these young kids and sports?
Yeah, we get huge support from you know, all those organizations, I guess, who want children to have the, you know, those best possible sporting experiences. And I think the big difference for us over here in the UK and bits of our work in Australia in particular is that the organisations are now starting to recognise that actually some of the things that we've done aren't the way to go, and some of the pressures that we've put on, and we've got to start making this information available so that people make, you know, better choices. You know, some of the stories I hear from over with you guys, where coaches are telling parents that the only chance their child has got of making it is if they're on this team, and that they have to commit this amount of time, and there can't be anything else going on in their lives at
yes,
a young
that's
age.
It.
That's madness.
I call them the Svengali coaches. We're going to talk more about all this with Gordon McClellan, CEO, working with parents in sports. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Gordon McClelland, CEO of Working with Parents in Sports. He is located across the pond. He's in UK. Of course, all the fans of Sports Doctor know that my show is rebroadcast the following week on UK Health Radio with my friend, Johan Liquitz. He's got a great array of participants and hosts, UK Health Radio. Gordon is back, and we were talking again about some of these different necessities of education. What are some of the bullet points, Gordon, that you stress in your pamphlet book, Great Sports Parenting, The Pocketbook Guide?
Yeah, from that product, I think times have evolved. I think there's three big questions for me, Bob, that I think parents need to ask the children. I think the first one is, why do you play? I think if we want to best support our children, we need to really listen and understand, you know, why they are playing. Many children have very different responses to that. It probably catch us out. We probably have very different thoughts ourselves about why our children play. But it's such a really key question for me to ask, because it then allows us to best support and motivate and encourage our children if we know why they are actually playing in the first place. And if we can take a step back and actually listen to our children, can give us a huge amount of information. I tried it a couple of weeks ago. I get different answers at different times, but I do check in every now and then. And one of mine said, because I'm with my friends and I enjoy the challenge. That's the boy who's in the Premiership Football Academy, which is amazing considering the games that they play every week against each other. And my daughter was, because I find it fun and I'm playing with my friends. And it was no more complicated than that. Now, that can change as ages go on. We'll get different responses from maybe teenagers or those heading towards professional sport at around 15 and 16, but we've still always got to be aware as parents.
What are some of the other key points that you what are some of the other key points that you're paying attention to with helping parents support their children in your guide?
Yeah, and I think the next big question, Bob, is I think we should ask them how we want they want us to support them on match day and on training day. And I think some of us will be really shocked by what they say to us. I think it's we've tried this live in a room and lots of children have said, I wish you would just do this and I wish you would just do that. And same on the car journey to matches and to training. Yes. And I think that if we listen to the children,
Don't root so loud, Dad. Hey, Dad, you're rooting too loud. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you know, we also pay very big attention in your world and our world with any history of problems as we start seeing these kids get more and more aggressive. Everything, simple things. What's the best shoe for your son or daughter? You know, what kind of strengthening are they doing besides just playing? But those are some great initial, you know, whose goal is it? Is always a great question. Sometimes, again, our first guest on our show today, Jonathan Jones with CBS NFL, was talking about an article he wrote about Arch Manning, you know, the famous Manning, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, and their young nephew, freshman to sophomore in high school, and they were already, you know, talking about, hey, we think he's better than his uncles, the Hall of Famers. And we were talking about, you know, laying that kind of pressure, you know, maybe on the kids. So those are some very important things, right, exactly talking about. How do you want the parents? What's number three with your questions?
Number three is, you know, asking them how can you best support them? You know, how do you want me to support you with your sport? And again, you know, the children say, oh, well, I really appreciate it when you take me to matches, and I appreciate it when you get my kit, and I appreciate it, you know, when you do this, that, and you do my washing and sort me out. But actually, do you know what? That's a large part of the parent role, isn't it? It's funding it, it's doing the kit, but, you know, we still have such a big influence. And, you know, my goal, and I guess it's turned into a bit of a life mission now, is that I just want parents to have the information and to make wise choices based on the data and the realities of it all and the shared experiences from people that have been through it, and not believing how the youth sport is what adult sport is or how society perceives sport.
And That's a great point. I used to always talk about what I called young children playing adult sports with adult rules. And this has always been one of the challenges. You know, decades ago, Gordon, the famous Little League of America woke up one day and realized that 40% of the kids weren't signing up to play again. Shocking.
Yeah.
And the reality was they didn't want to do it anymore. There was too much pressure to win. There was too much of all the stuff, you know, that we're talking about. And they really, really made a dramatic about face, as all youth sports have been challenged to do. This is something, again, all of us now really, really understand. Our famous sports psychologist associate of mine, he shared my radio show in the 90s, the late, great Jim Vickery, talked about that once it becomes drill, these kids won't want to do it anymore. Fun's got to be a big part of it. And this is something, again, that you guys stress a lot. And again, you include working with very serious kids as they get older who might become, you know, scholarship players or serious players in sports. So, it, you know, starts very, very early, and having some really, really good benchmarks, you know, makes so much sense. What's the website again, Gordon? They could find out more about your organization.
Yeah, so it's www.parentsinsport.co.uk.
Right, .co.uk, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How long have you guys been in existence, Gordon? When did you get started with this?
Yeah, so it was actually last week, I think it came up as an anniversary. So we've been going 3 years. So relatively new, and we've made a lot of progress in 3 years, and we've got lots of exciting things lined up over the next couple of months as well, which I can't say too much about.
Yes, plus you're going to live it. Yes, plus you're going to live it. You know, you're going to live it, you know, with your own kids. And again, this is going to be something that you'll be able to really, really benefit from yourself personally with your own family, as well as this other organization. So we're going to keep our eye on Gordon McClellan, the CEO of Working With Parents in Sports, joining us from UK. So, Gordon, we'll have you back. I'm excited you're part of our whole network with Hey Sports Parents and Sports Doctors In. And, Gordon, hold on quickly. Everybody, we're going to be right back. It's a Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Again, you can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, go over to radio shows. You can go back years. You can see the topics, who were the guests, listen to whatever you would like. You can go over to newspaper articles and magazines and read an endless array of topics, whether it's whether your son or daughter should specialize in one sport, what's their best shoe. You could read about all sorts of articles on the challenge of concussions. And some of the different things I've written for Lower Extremity Review, but this is the Sports Doctors In segment. Some upcoming shows. Dr. Joe Cardillo was on years ago with the author then of Body Intelligence, his new book coming out, 12 Rules of Attention. And then Rick Middleton, he's one of the co-producers of the upcoming documentary about Paralympic bobsledding, Rough Sledding. Looking forward to speaking with him the following week. One of my favorite orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Sean McMillan, will be joining us. And then chiropractic medicine, Dr. Mark Laguerre. I'm going to answer a few emails, and then we're going to give some people some updates on the Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In online program. Rich asks, would you please talk about Morton's neuroma? Is it always a surgical problem? No, Rich, it isn't. We have a lot of success conservatively. Morton's neuroma is a thickened nerve connection between the third and fourth toes. And sometimes, imagine a high arch foot. We were always putting a lot of pressure on the ball of the foot. Imagine a flat foot where there's a lot of shearing force under the ball of the foot. We can trap, thicken, callus that nerve. It could present itself as a tingling, numbness, shooting pain, cramping. We used to think years ago it was always a surgical problem. A couple of decades ago, as I started getting more and more involved in the world of sports medicine, and of course surgery is so many times out of the question, what else can you do? We started using more and more orthotics, found them very successful in redistributing weight, controlling that kind of pressure on the nerve. Sometimes physical therapy, ultrasound treatments. There are good success with both holistic injections. We've had great success with cortisone when indicated. Bottom line is surgery is no longer the first option. You want to discuss conservative options, and you want to do that with podiatry. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter plays 4 or 5 days a week tennis. This is her sport. She always has problems with her ankles. Doctor once said they thought she had ligament laxity. You know, Ellen, strengthening the ankles is a big deal, and hopefully that's one of the things you're paying attention to. Ligamentous laxity is a inherited tendency of the ligaments to be more rubber band-like, stretchability, and sometimes it gets us into trouble with position. You really want to look at orthotics as one of the major weapons to control abnormal ankle mobility and motion. So those are the two things we pay big attention to. One, look at custom orthotics big time. Two, with physical therapy, strengthen those feet and ankles, work balance, use rubber bands. I'll even say number three, make sure she's in the right shoe for her foot mechanics. We've had great success over the years with that magic duo and triad, Andy says, my son's 11 years old. He's a figure skater. He talks so much on the show. Would you please mention Evan Lysacek so he can hear? You know, I can't believe it. This is the 10th anniversary of Evan Lysacek winning the gold medal in Vancouver in 2010. I'm still celebrating him. He was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. He was already special at that time. Evan, his first coach, when I would ask Candy Brown Burek, what was it about Evan that really stood out to you? And it wasn't so much his physical talent as a skater, she said. It was his mental energy, his attention, his focus is what she paid so much attention to. And of course, 13 years later, he was the gold medalist. He was the best in the world. So figure skating is one of the prodigy sports, as I call it in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where sometimes this boy or girl doesn't want to play other sports, even though we like to recommend that growing kids play multiple sports. Figure skating is one of them where they don't want to. So we recommend get under the tutelage of a good physical therapist, personal trainer, who can really work on strengthening your son. To stay away from one of the common problems of repetitive motion injuries. Imagine doing jumping and more jumping and more jumping. So off-ice conditioning, very, very important. And again, Evan's a great example. Orthotics, you know, his dad used to say, I don't know if he would have been the best in the world. You know, it's a great question, but he was. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. I never had a coach, Andy, who called and said, you slowed my son or daughter down. What I have had hundreds of times is coaches or parents saying, you know, this kid could do what they couldn't do before. So better balance, sharper edging, better stability, more explosiveness. That's what orthotics really, really could lend. Make sure your son's in the proper fitting boot, of course, and the right boot for his particular foot type. Again, a little bit of an update here with Hey Sports Parents, the sports doctors in. Go to www.thesportsdoctor.online. You could read about what the goal is. The goal is for me to be like a doctor quarterback, where we are answering and taking questions and phone calls from sports parents or coaches, and being able to then recommend how to stay out of trouble, how to deal with an injury. We have all these experts, nutrition, sports psychology, physical training, to refer or reference. So really it is, whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country, or they want to be safe, you want to be educated, you want to take a look, Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors in www.thesportsdoctor.online. Thanks so much, Jonathan Jones. Thanks, Gordon McClellan. Stay safe, everybody. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.